So Dan Quinn was asked a question about the pistol formation yesterday. And we've seen a lot of shotgun. We've seen a lot of pistol. We've seen a lot of under center. And it was interesting to, I've read the answer, I want to hear what he said, but I actually talked about this, I think, briefly last week, that the pistol is almost like being under center because you can still run some of the play action where you turn your back to the defense and essentially hide the ball. You can't do that in shotgun. Shotgun's more of a mesh, you know, play action. The ball never, you know, is lost from, you know, that front seven or even the secondary's view. I thought his answer was interesting on the strength of the offense when they're in the pistol. For those of you that don't know the difference, and I think most of you do, the pistol is when you see the quarterback lined up similarly to being in the shotgun, except there's a running back behind him, directly behind him, instead of offset. And there's about a yard difference in terms of where they line up in the pistol versus the shotgun. But here's what Quinn said.
Well, I think, number one, knowing that you can hand it off. And I think all three running backs have really made their impact felt in different ways, Sam. It was great to have Austin back. I thought it was a fantastic run on the fourth down play that was in the red zone, where it was a sweep to him, where it was designed to, you know, go outside, but he saw the opening to go. And I think it's the instincts of guys like him that can do that. We saw Jeremy a couple weeks ago, and again down at the end of the game here, when given his moments, you know, he certainly wants to deliver in that space too. So having the run game, whether it's pistol or, you know, out of the backfield, you know, it's a little easier to do some of the play pass from a pistol because you can go either way with the runs. But under or pistol, both of them, you know, are, I would say, similarly effective.
Yeah, that just makes so much sense to me. And I don't think that I've heard a coach explain it that way, but look, Jaden has been comfortable in any of their, you know, formations, in any, you know, under center, pistol, or shotgun. But the pistol is much more similar to under center in terms of what you run. What he said there at the end, you know, from the pistol, because you can go either way with the runs, and it also makes it a little easier to do the play pass. He refers to play action as play pass. A lot of coaches do. And that's because you're turning to hand the ball off to a runner, and it's true play action where the defense has to wait to see, did he hand it off or did he keep it in play action? Do they take that step forward and it creates that big hole between that, you know, second layer of the defense and the back layer of the defense or not? At a shotgun, you run play action. There's play action at a shotgun, but it's not nearly as effective. And to his point, it's a great, I think Quinn does a good job sometimes of explaining this stuff. You can hand the ball off in a normal handoff. You can hand the ball off out of the shotgun too, obviously. But it's like more of a turn and hand the ball because the back is behind you. And I like when they're in pistol. I like having that play action as a part of what they're doing. I think he's excellent under center. I think the whole, you know, and you saw it more against Arizona than you did against Cleveland in terms of under center snaps. I think you did. I didn't add them up, but I'm going to guess that there was more under center against Arizona than against Cleveland. And they ran some of that play pass or play action, and they also ran some of that play pass boot where he comes back with everybody going one direction as if it's a zone run, and he's coming back the other way, and he's got options. You know, he's got a tight end, he's got a receiver, but he also, worst case, and he did this against Arizona, yeah, I can just run for 10, you know, 8, 9, 10 yards. I mean, Jaden Daniels as a, you know, zone run, zone pass, you know, play pass, play action pass, boot, off of the zone run scheme. We talked about this before he was drafted. I thought there were so many different offenses that he would fit so perfectly in. And they're getting to a lot of this stuff. It's not necessarily that they got one way of doing it. It certainly looks like every week it's dependent on the opponent, which is exactly the way they should game plan. Can't wait to see what it is against Baltimore on Sunday. I'll tell you this, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, they had a day against that Baltimore secondary. I mean, it was it was a lighted up show back and forth, 41-38 in overtime. And Joe Burrow, what was his final numbers? Did he throw for 400 or not? It was close to 400, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he was just shy of 400.
392. 392 and five touchdowns. He was 30 of 39. He threw a backbreaking pick when they had the lead at the end of regulation, which gave Baltimore a chance to tie the game on a 56-yard field goal by Justin Tucker. But Burrow was 30 of 39 for 392, five touchdowns. Chase, 10 catches, 193 yards. That, I can do that math. That's 19.3 yards per reception, two touchdowns. He did have kind of a screen that he took to the house from long distance. And T. Higgins, 9 catches, 83 yards. There's going to be an opportunity to go toe-to-toe offensively with what Baltimore, I think, will be able to do offensively against Washington's defense. Should be really exciting. All right, some catching up to do. We did not have a chance to kind of go around the league yesterday in terms of what happened on Sunday. We'll talk about Monday Night Football. Denton's got a quick college Saturday recap. How about the upsets on Saturday? And we'll get to some Denton news as well. Breaking news in the NFL, in fact, this morning. Robert Saleh fired Jeff Ulbrich, who is their defensive coordinator and actually worked for Dan Quinn in Atlanta, is the interim head coach in New York.